All right, welcome to Around the Mic here on SoJo 104.9. I'm Heather DeLuca, joined for the first time ever. He is JV Joe Valenti, the new afternoon man here on SoJo.
And hopefully not the last time.
First of many. First of many conversations that we will have.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jess McKeever from SoJo Promotions is also here too. Intern turned SoJo ambassador, right? Because our promo team helps us to shine in the public.
They grow up so fast.
They do grow up so fast. Okay. I want to start today about, what are they calling this? Okay, so Joe does not like mayonnaise. Can't stand it, right?
Yeah.
What is it about mayonnaise that upsets you so?
Visually, it's just unappealing, and it, like the texture, and I just...
Is it the gloppy?
Yeah, like when you scoop, and you go... And my mom loves it, but like she can do it like the handful out of the jar. Yeah, just everything about it, I do not like.
What's your stance on mayonnaise, Jessica?
Okay, I'm not so much the whole scoop it out of the jar and like with my handful.
Oh, but she's nuts. She's nuts.
Gosh, I hope not. I didn't think you were a heathen.
I need anything. It on my sandwich, though. You can't eat a dry sandwich.
Okay.
I can.
Oh, no.
If mayo was the only condiment, and that or a dry sandwich, you would just go dry?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I am someone who puts on burgers specifically. I do mayonnaise and ketchup, and I smush it all together and make my own special sauce, and it's amazing. That is the only time I want my ketchup to touch anything else, because when I have a hot dog, you know how some people put ketchup on one side or mustard on the other, and like everything all gets mixed up together? When I get a hot dog, one half of it gets the ketchup on the top, the other half gets the mustard on top, but then they all get relish. But everyone has their own individual portions. I don't like my ketchup touching my mustard. But if my ketchup gets all up in my mayonnaise, my day is made.
So you semi-segregate condiments.
Yeah, I'm a condiment segregator.
Heather DeLuca. You heard it here first.
Okay, but Heinz has just delivered the condiment of my dreams, and it's called Mayo Chup.
Mayo Chup?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you gotta be
kidding me. This is not fake news. It's Mayo Chup.
Saw it this morning.
I like ketchup better, but that's just me.
Could have come up with a better name.
Yeah.
It looks like mustard on the jar.
So if you could combine, so I'm in love. Now it's like one-stop shopping for me. Because if you look at my handbag right now, I have at least one separate thing of ketchup and two squeezy packs of mayonnaise just for emergency purposes.
Are you a hoarder on like ketchup packets and mustard packets?
Not yet, but I haven't gone into retirement yet. I'm so going to be that little old lady. But if you could combine two condiments together to make one in a bottle like that, like what would you pick, Jess? Do you know?
I really think it would be ketchup and mayonnaise.
Okay,
mustard and mayonnaise.
Ew.
Judge me. I don't care. Judge me.
Mustard and mayo?
Ew.
Like, so, until you try it.
I just met you and you're jeopardizing this friendship.
Until you try it.
So some people do the metchup. Some people do mustard and ketchup together. Do you think that belongs in a bottle together?
No condiment should belong in a bottle together. Like, I'm getting agita just thinking about it right now, Heather.
Separation
of church and state. The ketchup, they got their own place. The mustard, they got their own place. The mayo, they can just go to hell.
I think Smucker's, didn't they actually put jelly and peanut butter in the jar
that
where it's like you look
me.
At it from the outside,
yes.
It's like a sliver
yes.
of everything.
Yes.
We're good with that, though, right?
That's okay. That's okay. But I still eat it now.
No.
So, but what if there was like relish that had ketchup and mustard already in it?
Relish kind of scares me.
Yeah, I don't. I avoid the relish.
And I think it's because it's chunky that I don't want it mixed with anything else.
Okay.
Like I don't think I can put ketchup in relish. Hmm. It's the texture.
Okay. All right. So we'll ask the audience. You could definitely tweet us or leave a message in the comment box below. What two condiments do you think could be merged together to be put in one bottle, like Heinz's new mayo chup, which should be called ketchup-nese, but We'll leave it at that.
And I'm going to have to take an antacid after I read these comments.
Yeah, all I know is that I'm starving.
South Jersey's own weather on SoCal 104.9 is powered this hour by Dennisville Fence. When you want experience.
Anyway, Jess, we also got into a conversation the other day about Wawa. Well, about gas stations in general. Is it ever acceptable to... for Joe Valenti to burp very loudly in the middle of around the mic.
You heard that?
I heard that.
Did it pick up on the mic?
I don't know. It picked up in my ears. It was long and drawn out, and like he sounded
ducked.
He sounded
like
a dinosaur was getting ready to breathe fire on
blame
me or something.
My sparkling seltzer water. I'm so sorry.
Burp
I am
like
embarrassed.
Soda.
I am embarrassed.
No, I am. I love you so much more. It makes me feel that I can be free around you now and just burp at will. Because I will. It's going to happen. It will happen.
Basement or attic?
I don't know you that well yet, but... the silent but deadly...
It's a small room.
...variety.
It's a small room.
It is a small room.
We have no windows.
I digress. So, is it ever acceptable to start your gas pumping and then run into the Wawa to use the bathroom or the ATM or like grab a sandwich or something? What's your stance on leaving your car at the pump?
No. You can't, especially if you're like in those middle sections where there's four cars, because you pull in, somebody's in front of you, so you're already in the second pump, then two other people come in next to you, now you're stuck there. What if there's three pumps? Somebody pulls them behind you. You're now stuck there because you had to go and spend your 10 minutes getting your sandwich, going to the bathroom.
I guess people get really annoyed. Like if you're, let's say you got 20 regular and your pump clicked and it was done and you are still nowhere to be found. The attendant is waiting to either get the cash from you or to give you your receipt. But then you have other cars that could be wanting to use that pump and then they get PO'd as well. What do you think about this, Joe?
Maybe it's my South Jersey attitude or my Jersey attitude, but I don't give an F. Like, I go, I get my sandwich, I get my coffee, get some lotto tickets. I do not care. I just don't care. I'll take my wallet and I'll take my phone.
It's not a parking spot, though.
That's
but
right.
But you're using that area. Like, that area is designated for you because you're filling up your gas.
But it's designated for you to fill up your gas, not for you to go get a sandwich.
The only time I'll do it is if I am filling up. So if I know that the pump's going to be running longer than usual.
Oh, yeah, like
$5?
No, I won't do that.
Okay, that's good. You have some standards.
But really? Really? I mean, I did just burp off camera, off the mic. So, I mean, yeah, I guess so. But no, I mean, $5, no. But like, I usually fill, so like $30, I'll go in, and I know by the time I come out,
yeah,
I'll be good to go.
Yeah.
So.
And I try to be respectful. Like, if there's cars waiting, I won't do that. I'll stay in my car. But if, like, there's one other car, like, nobody, I will go. But I liken that to when you go to the gym sometimes and someone puts their water bottle and their towel on the only like treadmill that's left, and then they do like circuits. So they'll run in the treadmill for like 2 minutes, and then they walk around the gym and they do other things while they're still trying to claim that treadmill. It's not cool. I sort of feel the same way about the getting out of your car while
you're I agree with that. I agree with that because you're all there for one thing, and if you are just gonna claim, okay, this is mine, but there are more treadmills than there are gas station pumps. So I feel like that's a more offensible, is that a word?
Offensive
yeah. thing to do than the gas station.
Okay.
But that's just me. I'm
all right.
Messed up in the head.
I think the battle lines are very clearly drawn. We've noticed just here in the office that there's been some controversy about this. So is it Q to leave your car while pumping gas? We want to know. Again, you can let us know. Tweet us, hit us up on Facebook. You can comment. Oh, I did want to mention one other thing. Today's Friday the 13th. So, do you know that if you have Parascavidia catriophobia, that's the fear of Friday the 13th?
That's an actual thing?
Parascavidia catriophobia, and I can only say it maybe like twice a year. So this is my day. So if you're struggling with Friday the 13th, now you know why. It's Parascavidia catriophobia.
Do you have that, Heather?
No.
So you don't have a problem with like a black cat walking by you? Or
I have a black cat.
Okay, so never mind then. Or like stepping on a crack in the curb.
I make my own luck.
You make... Oh, God. Oh boy.
Do you have like an irrational fear like that?
No.
Any irrational fears?
I feel like my irrational fears come and go.
Okay, so like, something will bother you 1 minute and then not?
Like basically. Like sometimes it's like the most ridiculous things that give, and it's more the anxieties of the fear, but like not the regular ones, like the black cat or walking
or like
under
a
ladder.
An object or a day or...
Yeah.
Okay. It's just more like generalized.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're scared of life sometimes.
Sometimes, really. It really depends on my mood.
Join the club. So that's Around the Mic for today. Short but sweet. If you like this podcast, hit subscribe so you always know when we post a new episode. Share it with your friends and give us a nice rating because it makes us feel good inside.
We need that.
We need our confidence boosted. I'm Heather DeLuca. Weekdays 10... Now 9 to 2.
Yeah, we have to get adjusted to that.
Uh-huh. And you can listen to JV Joe weekdays 2 to 7. Jess, you'll see out with us on several events. If you see Sojo on the go, she may be with us. And that's Around the Mic. Talk to you next time.